Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.1, Introduction to Generative AI. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation, Understanding Generative AI Concepts in the Generative AI for Product Managers in Finance course. In this lesson, we'll explore the definition of generative AI, its historical context and evolution, and the key differences between generative AI and other types of AI. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand foundational concepts of generative AI and recognize its unique characteristics, particularly in the context of finance and fintech. Main content definition of generative AI. Generative AI refers to a branch of artificial intelligence that focuses on creating new content or data that mimics existing patterns. Unlike traditional AI, which primarily analyzes data to make predictions or classifications, generative AI generates new instances of data based on the patterns it has learned. This can include text, images, music, and even complex models. For example, in the finance sector, generative AI can be used to create synthetic datasets for training other AI models. This is particularly useful when real data is scarce or sensitive. By synthesizing data that reflects real-world patterns, businesses can improve their machine learning models without compromising sensitive information. Additionally, generative AI can be utilized to simulate various financial scenarios, aiding in risk assessment and strategic planning. Historical context and evolution. The concept of generative AI is not new. It has evolved over several decades. The initial idea can be traced back to the early days of AI in the 1950s and 1960s when researchers began exploring ways to simulate human-like creativity. However, significant advancements occurred in the 2010s with the introduction of deep learning techniques and neural networks. One landmark development was the Generative Adversarial Network, GAN, introduced by Ian Goodfellow and his colleagues in 2014. GANs consist of two neural networks, a generator that creates new data and a discriminator that evaluates the authenticity of the generated data. This adversarial process enhances the quality of the output, making it increasingly indistinguishable from real data. In finance, this evolution has opened new avenues for risk assessment and fraud detection. By generating realistic financial scenarios, generative AI can help institutions identify potential risks that may not be evident through traditional analytical methods. Furthermore, it can aid in the creation of personalized financial products by understanding customer preferences and behaviors through generated insights. Key differences between generative AI and other AI types. To grasp the unique position of generative AI, it's essential to compare it with other AI types, particularly discriminative AI. While discriminative models focus on identifying patterns and making decisions based on existing data, generative AI seeks to understand the underlying structure of that data to create something new. For instance, a discriminative model in finance might predict stock prices based on historical data, focusing on the relationship between past and present values. In contrast, a generative AI model could simulate various market conditions, generating potential future stock prices based on trends and historical volatility. Another critical difference lies in the output. Discriminative AI typically produces categorical outputs, e.g., labels like fraud or not fraud, while generative AI creates continuous outputs, such as realistic images or detailed financial reports. Understanding these differences is crucial for product managers in finance, as it impacts how they design and implement AI-driven solutions. By leveraging generative AI, product managers can create innovative products that offer enhanced personalization and improved decision-making capabilities. For instance, Generative AI can personalize marketing strategies by generating tailored content for different customer segments, leading to better engagement and conversion rates. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered the foundational concepts of generative AI, including its definition, historical evolution, and key differences from other AI types. You now have a clearer understanding of how generative AI operates and its relevance in the finance sector. This knowledge will serve as a foundation for deeper exploration into generative AI applications in upcoming lessons. Reflection questions: how can generative AI improve data generation for financial modeling in your current role? In what ways could understanding the differences between generative and discriminative AI influence your product development strategies? Reflect on a scenario where generative AI could enhance customer experience in the finance industry. What potential applications can you identify? Total word count: 1032 words.